This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate two major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in New Delhi tomorrow. These projects include the Delhi section of the Dwarka Expressway and the Urban Extension Road 2. In a statement, the Prime Minister's office said the projects have been developed under the government's comprehensive plan to decongest the national capital with the objective of greatly improving connectivity, cutting travel time and reducing traffic in Delhi and its surrounding areas. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will also address the gathering. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has warned against illegal immigration, which is threatening the demography of the country. In his Independence Day address, Mr. Modi announced a high-powered demography mission to protect the country from the dangers posed by illegal immigrants. The Prime Minister said he would like to alert the nation about the concern, which has now become a challenge.
जब डेमोग्राफी परिवर्तन होता है तब राष्ट्रीय सुरक्षा के लिए संकट पैदा होता है देश की एकता अखंडता और प्रगति के लिए ये संकट पैदा सामाजिक तनाव के बीज बो देता है हमने एक हाई पावर्ड डेमोग्राफी मिशन शुरू करने का निर्णय किया है इस मिशन के द्वारा भारत पे मंडरा रहा है जो संकट है उसको निपटाने के लिए तय समय में सुविचारित निश्चित रूप से अपने कार्य को करेगा.
In Jammu and Kashmir, relief and rescue operations are in full swing in the cloudburst-hit Chishoti village in the Kishtwar district with the army, NDRF, SDRF, police and local administration in position. Two Mi-17 helicopters and one advanced light helicopter have been kept ready at Jammu and Udhampur for deployment. The flash floods triggered by the cloudburst left 60 people dead, over 100 injured and several missing. Chief Minister Umar Abdullah today visited Chishoti to assess the damage caused by the flash floods. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also spoke with Chief Minister Umar Abdullah and Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, assuring them of all possible assistance from the centre. Union Minister Jitendra Singh also visited the affected areas in Chishoti late last evening to take stock of the situation. The nation today remembers former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his 7th death anniversary. The BJP stalwart had breathed his last on this day in 2018. Atal Bihari Vajpayee served as the Prime Minister on three occasions. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to the former Prime Minister at his memorial Sadaiv Atal in the national capital. Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, JP Nadda, Kiran Rijuju, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Delhi CM Rekha Gupta, including several other dignitaries, were also present on the occasion. Festival of Janmashtami, marking the birth of Lord Krishna, is being celebrated across the country today. Devotees are thronging the temples to offer prayers. In Uttar Pradesh, the Krishna Janmabhumi temple in Mathura is beautifully decorated to celebrate Janmashtami. A large number of people have reached Mathura and Vrindavan to celebrate the festival. Thousands of temples across the country have been decorated with flowers and jhakis. In Gujarat, Janmashtami is being celebrated at all the Sri Krishna temples, including the most revered Dwarkadhish temple in Dakor and Shamlaji temple with grandeur and deep devotion today. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to all countrymen on the occasion. Presidents Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin said that they made progress in 3 hours of talks in Alaska, moving closer to finding an end to the Ukraine war, but did not announce an immediate ceasefire. Speaking at the press conference, Mr. Trump called the meeting extremely productive and said many points were agreed to. He added that US-Russia didn't get there, but they have a very good chance of getting there. They had a very good meeting, and now it's really up to President Zelensky to get it done, President Trump said of a peace deal. Russian President Putin was upbeat. He said, I have every reason to believe that moving along this path, we can reach the end of the conflict in Ukraine sooner than later. Putin said, Russia needs to eliminate the primary causes of the conflict and warned that Ukraine and Europe must not sabotage talks. And with that, we end this news bulletin.